He got named team captain again. We found that out while we was going through your mind.
That was a you just let me know. Didn't even know about that.
There you go. Congratulations.
You know, like I said before, you know, it's an honor to be a captain on this team. Obviously, you're doing something right. You know, the players vote and the coaches have been saying it too. So, like I said, it's an honor. And especially after what happened, you know, I could, you know, keep working hard and everybody could put it past them and continue to, you know, keep working. And you know, like I said, it's just an honor again.
Coach Ferentz has said that he didn't think you were a kid when you were growing up who did any video games. You were mostly playing basketball and playing sports.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is definitely true. Me and my brother were always outside playing. I remember we got an Xbox for Christmas, and I think we played it on Christmas Day. And then after that, yeah, goodbye to the Xbox. But and I have the Xbox now, and I hardly play it. So I just watch DVDs on it, I guess.
Do you... can you tell when a player comes in who's played a lot of video games as opposed to a player who's played a lot of sports?
No, I mean, as far as...
ball skills.
As far as how they play on the field, I guess you can't really tell. I think that, you know, being a really good Madden player doesn't make you a really good football player or a very good coach. I don't think that's the case at all. But I think you can tell who play, like, the players that play a lot of video games, though, because, I mean, they talk about it a lot and talk a lot of junk and stuff like that. So, yeah, you can.
How much time was a basketball backyard basketball session with you and your brother?
Oh, that was all night. You know, we had a lot of neighborhood friends that would we'd always go to their house and they'd come to our house and we'd play all night every day. Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I don't remember being in the house, to be honest. We was always outside playing some game, soccer, football, basketball, baseball, anything possible we was doing.
Could you have gone someplace and played basketball?
I think that I put, you know, all the other sports behind at a young age. I mean, going into high school, I think I put everything else behind and just focused on football. So.
Did you vote today?
I did.
First time?
It was my first time. I wasn't 18 yet when 4 years ago. So.
Did you mess it up? How was it?
It was a quick process. Took a couple minutes. Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I've never done it before, but it was easy.
Did you flip it over?
Went in and out. No, I didn't.
There was stuff on the backside, too.
That's my bad, dude.
Keenan said that you woke him up to go take him, too. Is that...
Yeah, Keenan was... He was napping, and I banged on his door, and, you know, when Keenan's napping, he's like a bear. He doesn't wake up for anybody. So, finally, he came out of his room, and I told him he better go vote, because his mom was saying a while ago that he better go vote. So, I just tried to do the mom duty of the day and get him out there.
His mom says go, you...
Exactly. So, yeah. That's exactly what happened, too.
Got to ask if you were told somebody on this team, like, say, 20 years from now would run for president, who would be your first?
Whew. I mean, Big Ag is into politics like no other. You say one word about Obama, he can talk for 3 hours.
Pro or negative?
Oh, it's definitely negative. It's definitely negative. I don't know. We have a lot of smart kids on the team, but politicians, I don't know. I just know that Big Ag is, you know, all into that stuff right now, obviously, because the election's going on.
It's a name I've been hearing a lot today.
So other people said that, too? So
him and James Morris.
Yeah, it's definitely a Big Ag thing.
Morris will probably go to law school, I think.
Yeah. Morris
Talk
is real
about
smart.
The task at hand this week playing against Purdue.
You know, tough opponent. Definitely have to get that spark back of a win. You know, I said that after the game on Saturday. You know, it's just... kind of lost the feeling of that, you know, of getting a W, and hopefully go out on Saturday against a good opponent. It's going to be in Kinnick, you know, a tough game, and you know, hopefully get that W that we've, you know, missed out on in a while.
What will it take to get that W? I mean, what do you guys need?
You know, I think just executing right. Obviously we're going to practice hard this week, and we're going to prepare just like we've always done in the past couple weeks. It's going to come out on game days, you know, who makes the least amount of mistakes, who can get more turnovers, you know, hopefully win the ball game. Special teams is going to be a big thing this week. So, you know, it pretty much comes down, you know, every week is basically the same. It's just who executes better.
Do you, we talked about a little bit about this summer, the uniform for this game.
Yeah, that was the one that broke it out.
peaceful energy. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That never happens. That never happens. you haven't been pharynxed yet. Totally.
Yeah.
But you guys are able to pick the military branch mm-hmm. to put on your back. What did you pick? Do you have a?
You know, I have a friend from back home. He's kind of older, a couple years older, probably about four years older than I am. He served, and he's actually missing a leg from it or whatever. So, mm-hmm. I just wanted to honor him. And, everybody on the team has, I think, close to knowing somebody that, served in some sort of army or navy or something like that. So, I think that that's just my guy that I'm serving.
What branch?
He was in the army, and I want to say he was back. He got back. We had a huge festival thing for him my junior year in high school, and we retired his jersey and stuff like that. So, it was a big honor back then, and I just want to commemorate him now. For doing his service over there. And it's just like voting today. I just something I wanted to do. I've never done it before, and I know there's a lot of people fighting for our freedom to do that also. So I just wanted to do that. So, a big honor.